And we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We adore you. We worship you. We lift you up, O Lord. And we are just in remembrance of what you did for us on the cross. We are in remembrance of how you rose again for us, O God, that we have life and that more abundant, that we have life after this we leave this earth in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for gathering us all here together this morning on the TMC call, Lord, where we will hear a word, where we will be refreshed, where we will be enhanced, where we will be empowered as believers as we begin this day. Father, we thank you so much for the Diaz de Leon family, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, who were called to attention to do your perfect will. Father, now we just ask you continue to bless them, that you continue to shower them with favor, that you continue to order their footsteps, that you continue to be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us and those who will come on the call a little bit later. Father, we thank you that we know the word. We thank you that we are being fed the word. And we thank you, Lord, that when we stay in the center of your will, we cannot go wrong. Father, we thank and praise you for Pastor Chuck, who will bring a mighty word of God as he always does. Father, we thank you that you already downloaded in him what thus says the Lord, and he is going to impart it to us without any hesitation, without any reservation, where we'll bring it just like you gave to him. Now, Lord, continue to bless his ministry, bless his business, bless each and every song that he puts out, Lord, whatever his hands touch, that he prospers in it in the mighty name of Jesus, and that he will continue to walk in the admonition of the Lord each and every day. Lord, we could bind the airways in Jesus' name, that they line up with this word that is going to go forth, that this word is a healing, that this word is a prosperous message, and Satan can't touch it. So we give you praise right now. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, my family. You know I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you, and have a God's perfect will Wednesday. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on this God's Perfect Will Wednesday. What an awesome tag. And actually, we will walk in the perfect will of God every single day, but especially on this Wednesday that the Lord has made. So God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I am excited to greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call. On behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador of Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. And if you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome, welcome, welcome you, and hope that you would definitely dial in at this appointed and divine hour once again. So if you are joining us for the first time, don't feel that you have been left behind, because we do have a website that you could go on to, and that is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you will see all of our prayer directives and all of our messages have been archived on that website. If you are listening on this line and you feel that God is pushing you and purging you to do something new in this season, and say that you have a word, or you want to be a prayer intercessor, you want to be a part of the Master's Call team here, then we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you. We hope that each and every one of you are doing well, and would avail yourself to these announcements that I'm getting ready to give you right now. Immediately following this call every day, we go ahead and head over to the morning motivational call. But on Wednesdays, we head over to the ambassador's call with Dr. P.K. Roberts, and that number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code 563-9598 pound, and that's immediately following this call today. Also, if you are an artist, international entrepreneur on this line, then please don't forget, tonight is our corporate call. That will be at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, or 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number for you is 712-432-0900 and the PIN code 836-211-POUND. All roads lead to Orlando, Florida. We are 50 days away from the Artist International 2014 Global Conference Spectacular, which will be taking place in Orlando, Florida at the Orlando World Center Marriott. So you want to make sure that you avail yourself to what is going on. So I invite you to go online to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Once again, www.artistempowermentconference.com. You can register for your conference ticket as well as register for your hotel at that website. So we look forward to seeing each of you there. Also, if you would like to participate in the Sunday worship service, then I invite you also to utilize the email that I gave you earlier, which is info@themasterscall.net. So once again, info@themasterscall.net. Remember, every day this call is recorded, so you can go back to hear the recording, and that replay number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. So we're going to go ahead and move this call forward. It is the moment that you have been waiting for. It is time to hear what thus says the Lord. And our speaker for the day, he is definitely no stranger to the Master's Call. He has been here during the off and on during the duration of our 3 years, going on 4 years here on the Master's Call. I definitely call him a brother, and he is a phenomenal, phenomenal man of God. Pastor Charles Chuck Brown II is an author, pastor, visionary, motivational speaker, and highly sought-after recording artist, songwriter, and producer. He is the founder of Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Louisiana and Chuck Brown Ministries. He is the author of Death of the Desperate Woman, and now it has a revised edition, and I invite each of you to get that book in your hands. He is also the president and CEO of Eagle Vision Entertainment and Production and Promotional Company. He is passionate about helping hurting people and motivating them to rise above adverse circumstances. His unique style of utilizing modern-day parables has blessed thousands. He is married to his soulmate, Marcia N. Brown, and they are blessed with two wonderful children, Charles III and Christina E. So at this time, I present to you a charming, handsome, unique, caring, and kind man of God, none other than our speaker for this Wednesday, that we walk in God's perfect will, Pastor Charles Chuck Brown II. Are you out there this morning, man of God?
I am here. Good morning, my sis. How are you?
Good morning,
today?
My brother. I am awesome and amazing, and so are you, and that form is yours.
Amen. Thank you so very much. We bless the Lord for you and all who participate with this call and allow this help to make this call go forward. Especially grateful for the founders of Basic This Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Esther, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We are grateful for their vision and their consistency in this call. We appreciate all of you, the people of God, who are on the line in the sanctuary this morning. I want to get right into what the Lord has given me to share on this morning. Right before I get with that, she mentioned, Minister Tiffany mentioned that the Death of the Desperate Woman revised edition. You want to get this book, it's changing lives. I'm getting testimony after testimony after testimony from men and women were saying how this book has blessed them, caused them to get a new understanding of themselves, and it will just be a mind-blowing experience for you. You can go to the link on my page at facebook.com/ Pastor Chuck Brown, or you can go to infinitevizgroup.com, infinitevizgroup.com, or on the church's website, KB as in boy, FWC, kbfwc.org. Any of those ways, you will be able to find information and get right to the book, and it'll change your life, I promise. All right, let's go to Revelations 19, verse 16. Just one verse of scripture I want to read with you. Revelation 19, verse 16, and it says, "And he had on his vesture, and on his thigh a name was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's a top-rated series on HBO that has garnered critical and commercial acclaim. It's become must-watch TV for its fans, and I'm speaking of a show which serves as a title for the lesson we have this morning, A Game of Thrones. A Game of Thrones. It centers around seven kingdoms whose violent dynasties are competing for control of the Iron Throne. Each day they struggle for power through war, deception, betrayal, and vengeance. Whether you realize it or not, there's a battle going on within you that you must win. It can't be seen through physical sight, although it manifests itself physically. It's a fight for control. And the question that every believer must ask and answer is, who will I allow to ascend to the throne of my life? Who will I concede victory to? I don't care who you are. You are dealing with a battle in your life. You're dealing with an internal war. And the outcome of this war, which is spiritual in nature, determines the course of your destiny. I'm a pastor, but I'm fighting for my life. I'm a husband, and I have to continually fight for my marriage. I'd say a pretty intelligent fellow, but I still have to fight certain thoughts from coming into my mind. It is a game of thrones. I need you to understand something. The greatest battle actually is not with your flesh. We don't war after the flesh. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. And it goes on to talk about, you know, all of these spiritual things, principalities and powers that we're fighting against. The larger and most important war is with the spirit. 2 Corinthians 10:3 tells us we don't war after the flesh, but after the spirit. We don't wage war as humans do, the New Living Translation says. We are human, however, we're dealing with very real human issues. However, we will not bring resolve to those issues like the world would. What we really need won't come through cussing them out or knocking them out or tearing them down. I must recognize the world within a world in which spiritual warfare is taking place, and it cannot be won in the flesh. In fact, when Jesus came on the scene, he never addressed the flesh. He did not look or focus on our carnality. He looked at a woman everyone was ready to stone outside of her condition and dared anybody who had it all together to throw the first stone. He looked at a man who was living in the tombs, who nobody wanted to help, and delivered him. God would much rather us build up our spirit than to try to subdue our flesh. I want you to get this in your heart. When you get your spirit right, the flesh lines up. I'm going to say it again. When you get your spirit right, the flesh lines up. On my journey to trying to be the man of God wants, the man that God wants me to be, I made the mistake of trying to get me together by fighting my flesh. And then I realized something, and I was so grateful that God gave me this realization, that the flesh wants what the flesh wants. It's not going to go away. Your desire for certain things won't just leave. I know even growing up I've heard people say things like, God took the taste out of my mouth, and that's not really the total truth. I understand where they're coming from, but the truth is the taste never really goes away. If you don't believe me, watch what happens when you get back in what God delivered you from. You could just take one sip, and you'll find out that the taste never really left. What really happens is that my spirit becomes stronger than my flesh. My desire to please God overtakes my desire to please me. That's why I, Pastor Chuck Brown, I can't stop praying, because the moment I let down my guard, the flesh will rise up again and cause that evil, perverse dynasty to ascend to the throne in my life. I have to keep asking God to cleanse me every day, like David did, like the apostles did, so that I won't have the wrong thing sitting on the throne in my life, because it is a game of thrones. There are several games that the enemy chooses to play with us, and the conquest of the victor determines our victory. One thing you must realize is these really aren't games at all. They are battles that the devil wants to minimize in your life. That is to say that he longs to long for you to think that this war really ain't that big of a deal. Let me give you these games, and I believe it's going to bless your heart this morning. The first game is the blame game. It ain't my fault. The blame game. It ain't my fault. This particular game or battle originated in the beginning of time. It was because of mankind losing this game that we are now in the predicament that we're in. Let me paint the picture. God has gone through the process of creating everything, the worlds, the universe, the sun, the moon, galaxies, nature, animals, the elements. And then on the sixth day, he reaches down into the dirt and makes man from scratch. He sees the man as being dissatisfied because Adam was lonely, and you can get more information on that, the death of the desperate woman. He puts Adam to sleep, and after reaching in the dirt to make man, he extracts from the completed man and forms woman. And God gives the man, Adam, instruction. He gave his instruction, this particular directive, to the woman, not to the woman, but to the man. And he says, you can have anything you want, any fruit you want, but this everything except this particular fruit in this tree. Why is it that we have access to all this, yet we desire what we're not supposed to have? Am I the only one who wasn't even thinking about cookies until Mama told me that I couldn't have any, and now that's all I want? That's how this battle goes. Your flesh wants what God said you can't have. And so, but the narrative continues. Eve is by herself when the devil, in the form of a serpent, comes by. Every day, Adam and God spent quality time together, but while Adam was preparing to get ready to talk to God and walk with God, his wife is over there being deceived by the enemy, who then uses her wiles to get her man to do what he wasn't supposed to do, and God calls out for Adam, who was hiding. Adam, where are you? Adam did what guilty people always do when they messed up. Adam started explaining himself. He said, look, I heard you calling me, but I was afraid because I was naked. And God asked Adam, who told you you were naked? Because I never even introduced that word to you yet. Did you eat what I told you not to eat? And Adam then punked out, and he said, he didn't answer the question, but he said this, it was the woman you gave me. She gave me, and so she made me mess up. And he played the blame game. We like to play this game because we never want negative attention on us. The fact of the matter is, no one can make you do what you don't want to do. Not speaking of forced aggression, but rather persistent persuasion. Stop allowing the blame game to keep you in trouble. You can't blame everything that you're going through right now on other people. But here's the more important thing. You can't win this game, this battle, unless you're willing to confront the truth about who you are. Confronting your struggles, confronting your shortcomings, confronting the wrong mindset. Don't play the blame game. Here's number two, the mind game. I couldn't help myself. The mind game. I couldn't help myself. It's a game of thrones, y'all. This is a tricky one. See, as a man thinks in his thoughts, so is he. This is so critical because the enemy will plant thoughts into your mind and make you believe that it was you coming up with the thoughts when really you just didn't stop the thoughts from forming. Now, I need y'all to be honest. Have you ever been in a situation where you did the wrong thing because you just couldn't help it? I had to lie about my employment history because I wouldn't have gotten the job. I had to do it. I just had to do it. You can help yourself if you want to help yourself. However, it takes a mind that is determined. A mind that is determined to do the right thing. How determined are you in doing what God told you to do? How determined are you to keep your mind on the Lord? It isn't easy, but if I want to learn to win the mind game, then I have to first learn to keep my mind on Christ. Keeping your mind on the Lord will keep you out of trouble. The moment trouble calls your phone, you put your mind on the Lord. Not later, but then. The moment you get that text or email or a crazy comment on your FB or your Facebook page or your Instagram pic and all that, stop responding to all that stuff and put your mind where it should be, on the Lord. Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, He says, look, I beseech you, I beg you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And it sounds easy in that particular verse. It sounds as if, you know, because God is telling us to be holy. Listen to me. He's telling us to be holy. And God, if he tells us to do something, then he never tells us to do something that we're not capable of doing. But I need you to understand that it's easier said than done. That's why Paul couldn't stop at verse 1. He had to go to verse 2. And but be ye not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Verse 2 tells us, look, it's not. Verse 1 can't happen until you change the way you think, change how you feel about it, change your perspective on it. And once you do that, you can begin the process of becoming new. Trying to be new with old thinking never works. You can't say that you're going to transform your body and always think about how good bad food is. You can't go on a carbs-free diet and keep your mind on Popeyes. You can't get out of debt and keep your mind on shopping. You can't stay celibate and keep thinking about the person that you need to stay away from. Don't play the mind game. You have to win that particular battle. Here's number 3, the character game. Nobody saw me. The character game, nobody saw me. That's a game we like to play. We do it because somehow we believe that we can get away with it. And I'm going to tell you something I learned the hard way years ago. You never really get away with it. Eventually what's done in the dark comes to light. What happens behind closed doors always goes public. Even if it doesn't, it eats away at you. I found out something. Character is not who you show us you are. It's not. It's not who you show us you are. Character is who you are when no one else is around. What you do when nobody else is around to see you do it. What you think when no one can read your thoughts. The devil always tries to kill your character, because if he's successful at that, then he can also kill your witness. Just because they didn't see you do it doesn't make it right. If you want to let God be God of your life, remember that he can see what nobody else can, your heart. He's not worried about the character you play on your Lifetime channel. He's more concerned about your true character on reality TV. Yeah, anybody can stunt when others are around, but how will you react when we ain't by you? How do you speak when nobody else is around you? Oh, God, this leads me to the fourth and the final game that I want to discuss this morning, the church game. What I do away from here ain't important. The church game. It's a game of thrones. This piggybacks off the previous point. How you live in front of us is not as important as how you live in front of the world or your family or your coworkers. This game is a trip because we know how to do church well, but we can't do life. We know how to don the mask. We know how to don the mask. Well, we can't reveal our true selves. We know how to say amen at the right time, how to clap at the right time, lift our hands. We even know how to leave out of church, that index thing in the air. But we don't know how to have a true, authentic relationship with God. I want to share this. If the only time I act married is when I'm around my wife, then I'm a fraud. I should be able to flaunt my marital status whether she's with me or not. When it comes down to it, we got to stop going to church one way and leaving the same way. Flaunting at church, but fraudulent at home. Ooh, flaunting at church, but fraudulent at work. You're wasting your time if you're not even going to try to do. I mean, not even try. Can I try not to go off on everybody today? Can I try not to frown all the time, but then say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, but I never show that to anybody outside of the kingdom of God? It's time for us to allow the devil to beat us with the church game. It is a game of thrones. And the question is, who you allow to ascend to the throne of your life? The devil is trying to get your flesh to rule your life. He's trying to let your pain rule your life. He's trying to get you to allow your hurt and your problems and your past to rule your life. If you let your pain rule your life, then you will never truly find healing, and the devil will win. Don't you know that God doesn't want you around fully full of hurt and full of pain and full of shame? If you let your past rule your life, you never reach towards your future because you're too busy looking behind you. If you let your struggle rule your life, you will never experience true victory. Don't let them play these games with you. I know it's hard, but you only have room for one to be on top of your life. He came here. He impacted the world through his life and his ministry, and we celebrated this past weekend that he was crucified, buried, and rose again. He rose as victor. He rose with the keys in his hand, and all he's asking is to be Lord of your life, not just Savior, but he wants to be Lord. See, if salvation comes, a lot of us stop there. We confess him as Lord and Savior. here. We believe that God sent him and that he rose from the dead and all of those wonderful things, but that's not all he wants to be. He doesn't just want to be the Savior of our lives. He wants to be the Lord of our lives, and that takes complete submission to him without the games or the pretense. If he's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords in our lives, then we have to allow him and him only. I'm talking about Jesus the Christ. I'm talking about Jesus of Nazareth. He has to be the only one that we allow to sit on the throne of our lives. Can't submit to ourselves anymore. We can't submit to our desires anymore. We can't submit to our will anymore. We can't let the devil get us caught up in this game of thrones without saying, you know what, devil, whatever battle that I do have to face, I'm still going to make sure that I keep Jesus on the throne of my life. You can try it if you want, but I'm telling you, I'm already victorious. In this addiction can't keep me. Chains won't bind me. No, because I understand who the King of all kings is and who the Lord of all lords is in my life. And that's Jesus Christ, my Lord. I hope that this word blessed and challenged you. I love you all so very much. Continually pray for us that God will just continue to use us. And we have so many things that's going on. So I just need the saints of God to be praying. We have a stage play, the Death of the Desperate Woman stage play will be coming soon this fall that we're working on. And I just as a testimony, God, the other night, without me even, I just can't believe how wonderful he is. Somebody's fully funding the play for us. And it just was without complication, and I was sharing the vision of it, and somebody said, oh, I need to be a part of this, and they're fully funding it, just going to give us a blank check to do it the right way, and I praise God for that. And we have seminars and workshops that are going to be coming soon to a city near you. This is a movement. It's a movement that God is blessing us to put forth and walk in, and I just ask and solicit your prayers that God will continue to use your brother as he's doing so. I love you so much. God bless you. Turn the call.
Hey. Wow, Pastor Chuck. To God be the glory for the greater and the new things that he's doing. Thank you so much for that powerful message today. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless your holy name. We thank you because you are our Father. We thank you, Father God, because we shall not want for anything. We thank you for your favor and for your blessings and for your increase. We thank you for the word of God that you gave to Pastor Chuck Brown this morning. And we thank you for him sharing with us, Father. Allow us to do a spiritual checkup to see what games we are really playing, Father God. And Father, as you see what's in us that is not of you, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. So I lift up each and every single person under the sound of my voice here on the Master's Call, God, that you will continue to do great things in their lives. For every need, Father God, that has been presented to you, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would meet it. Father God, increase in Pastor Chuck and into Kingdom Builders Fellowship. Increase in every single project that he would have in the name of Jesus as he has poured into us this morning, Father. I pray, Father God, that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we go through this day, as we walk forward to do your perfect will, oh God. I pray that we will be those great ministers in the marketplace that you have called for us to be. And I speak deliverance, healing, and salvation on this line right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Laveda to you, Father. I pray, Father God, for total and complete healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Joni to you and Charbonne to you right now. I lift up Sharon Stowers to you and her family right now. I lift up the Newmark family to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I lift up each and every single one of my prayer intercessors, sisters here on the Master's Call for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, I pray that you will continue to do greater and new things in their lives. And I decree and declare that this day will be great in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. The replay number, once again, for this call is 712-432-1085 and the pin code 957-677-pound. Please spread this word to someone else today, at least one for the Father, for the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember, you are great. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So go out today and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has called for you to be. At this time, I would like to ask for our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to come to the line at this time. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Have we not been fed an awesome word of God from a word from the man of God? We praise God for Pastor Chuck, and we just thank the Lord for his continued diligence to always spread the buffet table and tell us about ourselves and speak truth into our lives so that we can continue to soar and be the eagles that we are. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for greeting God's people, and you, Miss Sunshine, Minister Tiffany, for hosting this awesome call today. Let's seal this time together in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just so thank you for a rhema word, for a strategic word, for a prophetic word, for a revealing word that was deposited into our hearts and spirits today. Pour back virtue into your manservant, Pastor Chuck. Bless him in all the many endeavors that he's doing. We celebrate with your faithfulness for provision for this play that is so dear to his heart. And we thank you to continue to bless him even a hundredfold for the deposit he made into our lives. Now we receive, embrace, and will nurture this word as we go out and are your ministers in the marketplace. Guide our steps, Lord. Let the blessings, the favor, the increase of God be upon whatever we do until we come together again. Oh, we have a hallelujah in our hearts and a message in our mouths that you, Jesus Christ, are Lord. Now we thank you. We seal it by the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome kind of day. Bye-bye.